top story today. An unarmed getaway driver for an IRA gang is to receive £75,000 of taxpayers' money after a judge ruled his shooting was not justified. Now, this followed an IRA attack on Coal Island RUC station in 1992. After the attack, the gang drove to a church car park where four of the IRA men were shot dead. Aidan McKeever, who was driving a getaway car, arrived at the car park earlier and he was also shot, but he survived. Mr Justice Tracy said that only one of the undercover soldiers gave evidence and his account of what happened was utterly implausible. We'll get your views on this morning, 08459 555 678. If an IRA getaway driver is there, part of the operation, should he be receiving your taxpayers' money as damages? I ask for the reaction of the DUP MP, Geoffrey Donaldson.
Well, I think it's entirely wrong, and clearly there is either something wrong with the law or the law has been misinterpreted by the courts. I can't believe that it's right that someone who was convicted of a serious terrorist offence has now been paid compensation because of action taken by the army in protecting the community.
Well, the whole point is he was unarmed, so why on earth did the soldiers shoot him?
Well, we don't know the circumstances that occurred on that particular day. The soldiers may well have believed that he was part of an armed group. There were others present who were certainly armed, and therefore I can fully understand why in the circumstances soldiers may have opened fire. At the end of the day, this IRA gang was intent on taking life. They were engaged in terrorist activity. And we need to understand that that was the context within which this incident occurred.
This is £75,000 of taxpayers' money, Geoffrey.
It is, and when you consider that there are many victims of terrorism out there who have never received that kind of compensation, people who have a genuine case, then you know, I think that again highlights the difficulty that we have, that too often... the victims are forgotten about and neglected in circumstances such as this. There are many victims who did not receive adequate compensation, and yet we here we have compensation paid to someone who was convicted of a terrorist offence.
Although it is for professional soldiers, Geoffrey Donaldson, to use reasonable force to show restraint, and I put it to you again, this getaway driver could have been apprehended without being shot because he didn't have a gun.
Again, Stephen, it's easy for us with the benefit of hindsight to make those judgments. But if you're a soldier engaged on an operation and you're faced with an armed IRA gang in circumstances where your life and the lives of your colleagues are at risk, then you do take action to protect your colleagues. And that is entirely in line with the yellow card, which regulates the conduct of soldiers in such circumstances. The soldiers weren't to know that this man was unarmed. What they did know was that they were faced with an IRA gang that presented a danger not only to them, but to the public.
Yeah, so what actually happened? Let's have a look. Earlier that night, the terrorists had actually attacked Coal Island RUC station with an anti-aircraft gun mounted on the back of a stolen lorry. Four men were shot dead by the soldiers: Daniel Vincent, Kevin O'Donnell, Sean O'Farrell and Peter Clancy. Now, Mr McKeever, that's the man that's actually getting the money. He had been the driver of the getaway car seen entering the car park before the armed lorry arrived. Now, the problem is in this story, Geoffrey Donaldson, that the four soldiers could have turned up in court to give their view. They didn't do so. Three of them didn't weigh in. One did. And the judge described his account as utterly...